Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This is part of my efforts to kind of collect the information that I had put out in forms of videos and not the podcast. There was a period of time where I did videos on social media, including Facebook and then some of the alternative platforms, which honestly I've got totally blue-pilled on because it was not Gab. It was another one. And I have the user somewhere, and for the life of me, I can't think of the platform. So this is one where I'll just tell you the first slide. I'll explain the slides a bit since you don't have the visual, and otherwise let you listen to my narration from the slide. So the first slide is blasted, easy and solid math as of 8-6-20 shows STUVID-20, which is one of my phrases for COVID-19. Mortality rate is estimated in range of flu and not in range of early scare tactic numbers. So let's listen.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Time to save the world today. I'm Tyson Harley. We've got to start talking about these numbers. The propagandists have a louder voice, thanks to Zuckerberg, thanks to Google. We've got to get this out unapologetically. We have to tell our leaders. We have to find means that are not censored to get this out. Today, I show you how the COVID mortality rate worldwide, if you would actually bother to do the numbers, which they aren't, they're trying to scare us instead, are really exactly in the very close neighborhood of the quoted flu mortality rate. But in case you didn't know already, before I do this math, let's just look at one thing. 712,000 deaths as of 8-6. We're over 5 months into this.
I'm pausing there to tell you this is off of Worldometers. The general display here is the total deaths of coronavirus versus total confirmed cases and total recovered. So it's 712,236 over 19 million confirmed cases. So you probably see where I'm coming from. And that's not total cases. That's confirmed cases. So 712 over 19 million.
And the typical flu season is 6 months. That's how much they measured at last year. So we're close to that. How many people die of the flu every year? How many people...
So here I go to a health.com article, and it is from this month, but the part that I'm pointing out says overall, I'm sorry, it is from that season, the COVID season. Overall, the CDC estimates that 12,000 and 61,000 deaths annually since 2010 can be blamed on the flu. Globally, the WHO estimates that the flu kills 290 to 650,000 people per year. Same article says, but all those of us paying attention at the time notice, boy, somehow this year's, quote, flu season is much less severe than the previous season, which was 61,000, or two seasons before, 61,000 deaths. And it could pass the 34,000 of 2018-2019.
Die of the flu every year. How many people? 650,000 worldwide. McHarold, 650,000 people die of the flu every year. Yes, I'm using the high end of that, but they're using the high end for COVID. In cases and otherwise, the other videos have talked about how much leeway they have. So that's the first thing you need to know. We're already in the...
So 650,000, remember the total deaths over 5 months in are 712. You're in the neighborhood.
Neighborhood. We're not way over it by any means, and we know this number is probably high. But more importantly, let's do the flu mortality, as you recall, is based on how many people are infected. How many people are infected and what percentage of those die. That is the 0.1% that we get. Here is Demon Fauci. Yes, he is.
Anthony Fauci, MD. This is back off the health article, health.com. Anthony Fauci, MD, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, put it plainly, the seasonal flu that we deal with every year has a mortality of 0.1%, he told the congressional panel, whereas coronavirus is, quote, 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu.
Come at me, bro. Demon Fauci says the seasonal flu that we deal with every year has a mortality of 0.1. So that's what we're looking at. But that's if you get infected. It's not only if you're confirmed. It's not only if you're confirmed.
So this is here where I go back to the confirmed cases, 19 million. 19 million. Okay, is that the denominator? No, it's not the denominator. It's not 712,000 over 19 million. So what's the denominator?
So this math, 712,000 over 19 million, is vastly wrong. And why is it? Well, we know a bunch of people are asymptomatic, right? This is an article from 4 days ago, 73.9% of the infected.
This is from the Digital Journal. Proportion of asymptomatic coronavirus carriers is above 70%. This is in a section called COVID-19 Pathophysiology. The probability of symptoms and critical disease after SARS-CoV-2 infection have been quantified, according to a new study. Quantify the probability of developing symptoms and the chance of these leading to the occurrence of a critical disease. With the study, some 5,484 contacts of SARS-CoV-2 index cases detected in Lombardy, Italy, were reviewed, and the positive subjects were identified via nasal swabs in serological assays. It was found that 73.9% of the infected individuals, aged less than 60 years, did not develop symptoms. And so the point is going to be, as I'll say, well, why would you go get it confirmed if you literally did not even have a cough?
Individuals did not develop symptoms. That's not that they didn't have symptoms at the time they were tested. It's that they did not develop symptoms. That's less than 60, but still, that's a good percentage of the population. So a good number. So we know this number is very low. Another reason that because if you're asymptomatic, you're most likely not going to get it confirmed. Very low chance unless you have to do it for your job or something odd like that. So here then, we have U.S. flu illnesses, 56 million in the U.S.
Okay, this is off of CDC.gov, which is the typical little dashboard about the seasonal flu. I accessed that dozens of times in 2020. And it's a quick visual, 39 million to 56 million flu illnesses. 2020.
U.S. only. The U.S. is 1/20th or less of the world's population. Every year, the flu...
I showed a quick video there that was rather a quick slide that said something like 4.9%, 4.8%. So it's not even 1 out of 20. So that's where you might take 39 million to 56 million flu illnesses and multiply it by 20. I didn't do that math here, but that would be 780 million to 112. 780 million. Yeah, 780 million to over a billion cases a year. If you multiplied that, I'm not saying that would be exactly proportional, as some of the world is more tropical and flus are, you know, temperature related, and the temperature of your lungs does affect it. But that's probably why I didn't use it, because it wouldn't be a perfectly honest proportion.
Flu gets to 56 million people. 56 million people. So is 19 million seem right to you? It's not. No. It's
total confirmed cases worldwide, 19 million. Well, if the flu gets to 56 million just in the United States, then how could it be that the worldwide denominator to figure the fatality percentage would only be 19 million?
Not at all. So then how do we get to a better number? Well, if we did 56 million, which is not right, even if we do 56 million, we're down at 1.2%, which is right near Demon Fauci's estimate of 10 times as deadly, when we're still using a low number. 56 million is not how many people worldwide have this, because that's only how many people get the flu every year in the U.S. So then what is the proper denominator? Well, let's look at this in the article for another reason. The article for another reason says, as we said, 650.
This is back to the health.com article that quoted Fauci, how many people die of the flu every year.
50,000 people per year die just of the flu. We can figure this. I don't find it easy, but how many people get infected just of the flu every year? Well, we know that the mortality rate is one out of...
So again, going back to the idea that the flu kills 290,000 to 650,000, so the math is going to be simple as far as many, how many are infected. And remember, what I didn't really go into here trying to do it quickly is that remember that coronavirus was supposedly so much more infectious than the flu. So that means more people got it. And that's why I didn't go into it trying to be quick. But that goes towards even the high number here, using the flu as a comparison, should be within the realm because it was so incredibly infectious, if it was.
1,000. It's 0.1%. And we know how many people die of it. So we can figure how many people get it every year, or at least a rough estimation. It's 650 million people. 650 million people.
Very simple. I mean, it's 650,000 one that's die, and that's supposedly a 1 out of 1,000 death rate. So times 1,000 is 650 million. I do quickly on the screen note that's only 8.3% of the world population, and the flu hits twice that percentage of the U.S. last year, 56 million over 331 million. Of course, that is when I posted it of 2020. But remember that not all of the world is, you know, in flu territory. It's hotter than that. So the fact that the world population might only get half of the percentage is probably right on. It's certainly not definitely way overdoing it, like assuming that all of Africa has the same respiratory illness rate. It's too hot. Respiratory illnesses rely on your lungs being cooler. That's why it's a cold season deal. So we get to 650 billion people. I'm sorry, 650 million as the denominator.
Bull. Okay, well, that's a little bit different, don't you think, than 19 million? Yes, but it's a lot better estimate, and it's definitely in the ballpark. So let's run those numbers. 712,236 over 650 million. Here's your mortality rate.
Simple calculator in your browser.
This is the range it's in.
0.10957476%. So 0.1 plus another tenth of that.
The range it is in is 0.109. Demon Fauci says it would be 10 times higher than that. This is what Demon Fauci says the mortality rate is, 0.1 for the flu.
So, 0.1 for the flu. Remember, that's exactly what he said. We deal with every year as a mortality of 0.1, but he told the congressional panel it's 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu. But here we are having COVID at 712,236 after over 5 months with an estimate of total infection seeming to be right on, in that if you had a 0.1% lethality rate for the flu, you have, and then you know the number that get infected, then you can, I'm sorry, the number that die, then you get to your 650 million just from the flu. And remember, COVID was supposedly much more infectious. So it seems like a nice cautiously small number on the denominator. Yet with that cautious number, that's probably in the range, but certainly not, you know, reckless, you get 0.109. So within 10% of the flu mortality.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.